check over your life jackets to ensure they're ready for the upcoming boating season. We're testing for fit and comfort next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, taylorgunsmithing.com.
Wearing life jackets can make a difference in safety on your next boating activity. Ty Hunter with the Utah Division of Recreation has the story.
Life jackets, look at them. Can you read the label? What does the label say? What's its intended use? Are the straps, the rips, tears, and whatever else in them, are they serviceable? So I would go through and make sure that you can look through each one of those and make sure that it's there. We talk about labels, I'll go off on that and then the latter part. But wear that life jacket. Really, we're sitting at 7% voluntary wear. 7% of people that are not required wear a life jacket. 7%. And we look at the amount of drownings that we have in the boating realm. Just in the boating realm as a whole, and over 80% of them could have been prevented by wearing the life jacket. So, doggone it, if you're wearing your seatbelt and you're wearing your seatbelt to get to the lake and get home from the lake, wear a life jacket while you're at the lake. And it's no different. It's no different. So if we can make sure that kids give your parents a rousing that if they're making you wear the life jacket because it's the law, they should wear their life jacket too. Cool things. I know that they are looking at research on some inflatables, on potentially lowering the age restriction on inflatables, which would be amazing.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.